If you want that playlist, it's at CITR.ca in a few minutes. Queer FM Arts Extra is getting ready. They'll be on here in just a few minutes, followed by Queer FM at 6. And here's Dusty Springfield to take you out. See you in 2 weeks.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
Celebrate Pride this summer at Vancouver's Pride Parade and Festival. Take part in this colorful and fun spectacle on Sunday, July 31st.
Don't miss the show-stopping lineup of Vancouver Pride festivities. Visit vancouverpride.ca for more information. Welcome to Queer FM Community. It's our new show.
And this is and this is Justin Saints, and this is our brand new show, Queer FM Community. Queer FM Arts Extra is now a weekly show happening on Tuesdays from 9:30 in the morning. Yes, we're having a radio show on Tuesday morning.
We're taping some of it.
Yeah, from 9:30 in the morning to 10:30 in the morning.
No, seriously, Sam, Samantha Mack's here. No, wait, the Samantha Mack is here. There we go.
I'm Samantha Mack, and you're welcome.
So, what do you say? We'll get you here at, like, you know, 9 o'clock. Get ready for... See, she'll bite on it, though.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here.
She'll be here.
Why wouldn't I be here?
This woman can survive on 2 hours sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
So welcome to our first ever show of Queer FM Community. And to start things off, this is Go Do by Yeomsi. So Queer FM Community, the whole concept of Queer FM Community was to bring the youth voices from GAB and bring them onto the public airways.
GAB is the GAB Youth Program at Community, and that's on, what is that, 11 address? 1170 Butte Street. In Vancouver.
Oh, I can remember that. Butte and Davie.
Yeah. It's a great, great program. And as part of our OutGames coverage, we're going to be training a number of youth and seven selected from GAB's community's GAB Youth Program.
Yes.
I just can never say that right. We'll have several of the youth. They're going to be observing today. Possibly we have one interview that we're going to try to get on here for you that we recorded at Community, and a lot of music and some fun. So we're going to step aside and hear some more music. 101.9 FM CITR.
Feel at, feel alone. time to punch the clock. I put on some makeup, down on the tape deck, and put the wig back on my head. Suddenly I'm Miss Midwest Midnight Checkout Queen until I head home. Myself to bed. I look back on where I'm from, look at the woman I've become, and the strangest things seem suddenly routine. I put on some makeup, some love and makeup. I'm pulling the wig down from myself. Suddenly I'm Miss Beehive 1963 until I wake up.
Is fast approaching, which can only mean one thing. The 2011 Scotiabank AIDS Walk for Life is only a few short months away.
Registration is now open for this year's walk, taking place on September 18th at Sunset Beach. Proceeds from the AIDS Walk for Life allow members of Positive Living BC to access health products and services not subsidized by other resources.
More information about this year's walk can be found at AIDSWalkForLifeVancouver.ca.
Run, run with her, Twitter, run, run.
And welcome back to, wow, welcome back to Queer FM Community.
That was a short blast from the past. Hedwig and the Angry Inch was kind of the It movie, at least when I went to Gab a few years ago. And yeah, that was Wig in a Box. And yeah, so now we're going to play on Friday. The Queer FM team went down to Gab and we gave the kids a chance to do an interview.
Well, yeah.
So how many of you have worked with youth before?
Me.
I have.
So
they love me.
Of course they do, dear.
Of course they do.
They want you to be their faghead.
What was it?
I'm a fruit fly, not a faghead.
Exactly.
What was it like? You are first the youth that worked with us on Friday was David Levitt. And you know, he's a bit of a troublemaker, he really is.
Oh, he is he not. Is, so. He was such a pleasant little boy. He was so cute.
Around Samantha Mack.
With such a big throw of boy. No, he was wonderful and so well spoken. I adore him. He's adorable.
Well, he was very yes, yes, okay, yes. Very agreeable, very very nice young man.
Thank you. I love that.
He's very, very polite. But he got the chance to interview the director, or I guess organizer, for the Queer Youth Arts Festival.
He was the chair of the board.
The chair of the board, yeah. He was really great. Very, very excited about that.
Yeah.
So
very excited about the whole youth aspect of the festival, which is a good thing because, you know, youth need more things to do, right? So,
well, youth definitely need more, you know, more things to do and more things to get involved with, especially with the community.
Mm-hmm. So being kind of the youngest member here and the and coming from Gab Youth Program, what's it like? I mean, he you know, interviewed this this representative from the Queer Arts Festival, and it was really fun to watch. Samantha would come up with a question, and he'd say, "Damn,
I was just going to ask that.
You took my question
again,"
and he did a good job of asking it again.
Yeah,
he did it his way.
Yeah, our viewers.
That was so cute.
What was that?
Oh, he's still getting used to
it. When he said our viewers instead of our listeners, I thought that was adorable.
Well, you get a chance to hear it here. We got it queued up, and we'll get it normalized here for sound. So this was Samantha Mack, Clement C. Blaze, Aiden Saint, and David Levitz. And we'll be right back after this interview.
This is Mav Mack with Queer FM 101.9 Vancouver, and we are interviewing a lovely man named Joel from Queer Arts Fest. Joel, darling, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. So you're here today to tell us about what Queer Arts Fest is doing for the Out Games this summer. Or, sorry, the Out Games and Queer, Gay Pride, the whole works.
That's right. So Queer Arts Fest is doing a lot of programming that's happening at the same time as Out Games. And we've talked to them quite a bit, and we're definitely partnering as much as possible. But we're not actually part of the Out Games. And we're also... It's no worries. But we're also... we're also partnering with the Queer Film Festival. We take place at the end of July through the middle of August. Everything that we do happens down at the Roundhouse, at the corner of Davie and Pacific. So we've got visual arts. We've got two visual arts shows that run for 3 weeks. We have performances in theater, dance, and music that happen almost every night for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got a bunch of programs for youth, which is what I would love to talk about right now, if that's okay.
Well, we happen to have one of our youth with us. Who are you, young lad?
Hello, I am David Levitt. I'm 14 and from Richmond.
14 from Richmond? You have the hair of a 26-year-old.
Oh, thank you, my darling.
So, now we're talking about youth, so we want you to ask questions. It's your turn to be a pro reporter.
Oh,
Live and uncut.
Oh, damn. All right, so just for confirmation for the viewers who have probably never heard about this before, where is...
The viewers?
The viewers. Oh, well, it's okay.
He's 14. The listeners.
Welcome to YouTube.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, so the listeners were probably wondering, when is this taking place? Like, from what day to day?
Okay, so the Queer Arts Festival takes place from July the 26th until August the 13th. But all of our youth programming is happening after the Pride weekend. We wanted to let you guys enjoy yourselves as much as possible throughout Pride, and then we're giving you something to do afterwards, leading up to the big youth gala, which is now called, let's see, the Fierce and Fabulous Party. There we go.
What is the youth gala Fierce and Fabulous Party? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll answer both of you.
Our youth reporter has a question.
Oh, yes. When is said gala?
Well, the gala itself takes place on August the 12th at 7:30, and that's a culmination of a lot of stuff that will have already happened. So there's the No Hate Filmmaking Boot Camp, where basically PSAs, anti-homophobia PSAs, are made by youth. Those are shown on the 12th at the gala, but also we're hoping that some of the visual art and maybe even some of the dance can make its way into performance at that gala.
All right, now, can we get a little bit more information about the visual arts and dance portions?
Absolutely. So the visual arts, I had the great privilege of working at Arts Umbrella recently with an amazing teacher named Roxane Gagnon.
Oh, really?
And she is fantastic. She does mostly mixed media. It's really interesting work. She loves working with folks your age, and she's just really good at it. So she's doing a mixed media project that's based on self-inquiry. They'll use a lot of like modern media stuff, like newspaper stuff. I wish I could describe it better. It's always hard to describe visual art over the radio.
You can't see it, that's why.
Exactly. It really is amazing, like three-dimensional artwork that's really message-based. And then, if I might talk about the dance as well, we've got an amazing dance company called Machine Noisy. You guys might have seen them recently at the Dance Center. They did a residency and a big show there.
I've only heard of them, not seen,
yeah,
fortunately.
They rock. And I just finished talking with them for an hour about what they're doing. It's called Contact Improv, so it's not hip hop, it's not ballet, it's a different type of like very modern contemporary dance. They're really interested in working with youth right now. This will be sort of an introduction to Contact Improv, and they really want to do a full year long program with youth. So if you think you might have an interest, I mean, look it up on the web. There's really great sites, great videos on YouTube. Contact Improv. Check it out.
Oh. What are the sites that people can go to see exactly what we're talking about right now?
Well, they should go to the primary site would be queerartsfestival.com, and they can find everything there. Machine Noisy has its own site, www.machinenoisy.com. And you can check out some of Roxane's work at RoxaneGagnon.com. But really, primarily, you should go to Queer Arts Fest, queerartsfestival.com. It's got comprehensive information about everything.
All right, thank you. Now, just kind of a step back to the whole vision for the whole film festival area.
Yeah.
You were mentioned earlier that there was a kind of anti-hate PSA workshop.
That's right. So the No Hate Filmmaking Bootcamp, which I'm not really a giant part of, but we co-produce the final event. But they're largely with the Queer Film Festival, but they're awesome, and you guys need to check it out. It happens from July 18th to the 22nd, and I know that they still have some space left this year. Some of their films get shown in international festivals. It's an amazing program.
All right. So,
This differs from, it's not associated with the No Hate campaign in the United States.
No, I think it's its own thing. It's been called No Hate for years.
Got it.
It's been its own thing for
it's
quite a while.
It's not No H8.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool. Is there anything else that we need to know?
You just need to know that the festival is truly awesome, and you guys need to check it out. And follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
At QAF Vancouver.
And, sorry, I'm C Blaze, by the way. Cost for the festival?
Well, okay, some of the festival events you do have to pay to get in. We do sliding scale for the majority of the of the events. The youth stuff is fully bursaried. You know, if you have money and can pay, that's fantastic. And if you don't have money and you can't pay, you just need to click the little button online and you pay nothing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The glories of the internet.
Yes.
Now, is that because of the local fundraising that we do for GLTBQ charities, or how does that make possible?
It's made possible through individual donations. You can donate by going to queerartsfestival.com. And also, we've got wonderful funders. We're funded by the Canada Council for the Arts, the BC Arts Council, and Heritage Canada.
Wow.
We're very careful about how we spend that money because we don't get a lot of it. But
there's a lot of support from the community. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. You are our first interviewee on Queer FM Community.
Thank you. I feel truly privileged.
No, thank you. I'm not used to this, obviously, and it's a pleasure that
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back. Queer FM Community. So, we've been playing, that was a little bit quiet. We got new toys. Sam, new toys.
We did get new toys.
Yeah, so what did we get?
We got microphones and recording gear from the Apple Store.
And it actually works on an iPad, too. How cool is that? Did you download the software?
Not yet, no.
Oh, slacker.
Oops.
Yeah, no, it's actually pretty cool. You get this little mic, and it's got a... Clement was saying that it was reviewed really well, and it has two different parts of a mic.
Yeah, it can go from a cardioid mic to a condenser mic.
Yeah, it's pretty
if
cool.
If that means anything to anybody else, but it doesn't mean me.
So this has been your Queer FM Tech Geek Moment, brought to you by Samantha Mack, Aiden Saint, and Clement C. Blaze.
Yay!
All right, so we are going to step aside and do one little bit more radio business here. That didn't sound very good, did it? One little bit more.
One little bit more.
Yeah, it sounded kind of lame.
A little bit something else?
Yes.
We're going to do another PSA, basically.
We are going to do another PSA, if I can find it. And we are going to be broadcasting every second Sunday for Community. The next one is going to be our kickoff for the Out Games. And that's at the Fountainhead Restaurant.
Yeah,
that's true.
Very interesting.
So 3 hours, we're going to have Community and then Queer FM afterwards, and we will have interviews with folks from the Out Games, interviews from Vancouver Pride Society, and I'm sure, well, I'm not telling.
Be a bunch of surprises. I like surprises. Do you like surprises?
I like your surprises.
Hey!
Now we're feeling left out. This is Queer FM Community on CITR 101.9 FM. You can check out our archives. Well, we'll have some archives here after this week at CITR.ca. And you can also check us out at queerfmvancouver.com. So we're going to play this little thing from Vancouver Pride Society. We'll be right back.
We are Vancouver's Pride. Pride has been a call to educate and liberate.
This year, Pride is a call to celebrate. Vancouver comes alive as we ride the rainbow of Pride. Your attendance at the Pride Parade and Festival demonstrates your celebration of diversity and support for all things queer.
Join us in Pride as we educate, liberate, and celebrate on Sunday, July 31st. Visit vancouverpride.ca.
Recession, a big dog, a boss hog. What I want is the question. I want it all. I want it all. I need it all. Right now. I want it all. I gotta get it. I got to get it. Yep. I want it all. I want it all. I need it all. Right now. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now. You got what I want and I need it right now. Give it to me, baby, I don't care how. I want it all, I want it all. I want it all, I want it all. If I don't get what I want, then I'll take it in blood. A greasy thug whose greed and lust is like cheap drugs that keep me buzzed. The heat and fuzz couldn't touch me, I'm out of reach because I'm eating lunch with a shady bunch about to meet the judge. When people see me, they point and whisper. He's corrupt, he couldn't care less. He's fearless, he'll give the reaper hugs. And as a kid, he never took crap from no one. Mud on his face, such a disgrace, cussing at grown-ups.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, your big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Everybody knows me, I'm a big deal. You should kneel and crawl when you approach me. I got big bucks because I'm bigger than all the universe and its stars. I can buy your life, whatever it costs. Name your price, give me what I need to get lost. I can buy the blue from the sky, I'm a rich hog, give me it now. I'm not the guy you wanna piss off. By any means, I get what I want and I want it all. Guitar, please. I'm egotistical. I'm a narcissist. I'm a big deal. Power and profit. Yeah, power and profit. You got what I want and I need it right now. Give it to me, baby, I don't care how. I got the world in my pocket and it's still not enough. I want it all and I want it right now. I want it all and I want it right now. I want it all and I want it right now. I want it all and I want it right now. I want it all and I want it right now. I want it right now. I want it all, I need it, and I don't care how. I gotta get it, I got to get it now. I can feel it coming, it's in the moment now. I want it all and I want it now. It's so intense, I'm breaking, you can't hold me down. I gotta get it, I got to get it now. I can feel it coming, it's in the moment now. I want it all and
And we're back with Queer FM. I'm Samantha Mack, and you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Who invited you? What's your name?
I'm C Blaze. You invited me.
I said I drove you here.
I know.
Alrighty, darlings. So, this is time for Canadian content. And...
why?
If I press this button, we should have Birdsang Song from Alberta with Prairie Grudge Match.
I'll do some push-ups and lift some weights, and I'll get so big and strong. I'll carry you to our honeymoon, just like in all those movies. I'll do anything for you. Buy a brand new car. We'll drive so far and drive so fast we cannot see the shore anymore. I'll do anything for you. Take you to the movies, and all your friends will comment on how I'm such a catch. Oh, I'll come out east. You don't have to move, and when the city sleeps, that's when I'll leave. Across the plains, 'cause it's a prairie grudge match. Prairie grudge match. I'll grow a mustache, shave it off, or get a new tattoo. I'll do anything for you. Like go to meet your family, where me and your dad will talk about our lives, and we'll talk about you. And I'll be so charming.
Just one crowd with you. I woke up yesterday in a state of disarray, trying to get me some papers.
It's Carol Delenko from Vancouver Pride, and you're listening to Queer FM on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And we're back. This is Samantha Mack at Queer FM. And Mr. Seablaze.
Hi.
What were you just whispering in my ear?
I don't know. Was I whispering something?
Sweet nothings.
Hi, Justin.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Kind of, you know, a bit under the weather.
You know what would make you feel better?
It was a really long night.
I know what would make you feel better.
What?
Something to do with a movie night.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if you guys haven't heard anything about a movie night or free cinema movie nights around Vancouver, every Monday at Robson Square, they have a inflatable screen that they show movies on. Tomorrow's Fried Green Tomatoes, which I'm going to.
That's awesome.
Oh, isn't that cute?
I know. And then on Tuesdays, they're doing it at Stanley Park. So last week, we saw Jurassic Park. And on this Tuesday. Awesome. Yeah, I know, right? Jurassic Park and Stanley Park.
Yeah.
And they are going to be showing Field of Dreams, if you remember that movie.
Whoa. Hold on a second. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
They're showing that on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so there.
We got training, remember?
I only got training one day.
I know.
So, if people want to find more about these movies, is there a website?
Yeah, you can go to freshaircinemas.ca or look on Facebook. There's all the information on there. So, if you want to find me, I'm always there.
So, except people could just stalk you, our local celebrity.
Yeah, stalk me.
Oh, that's Seablaze. Lovely.
Follow me on Twitter.
We're going to all the funnest events because, well, it's Pride Month and all the greatest things are happening. So if you want to meet us, your local celebrities, all you have to do is go to queerfmvancouver.com, yeah. Stalk us, find us on Facebook, on yeah. Twitter.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we get around.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing. Oh, well.
We'll be right back.
Until my luck is over, it never stops, stops, never stops. Will you better? I think it'll. young and stupid. At least I'm doing it while I'm young and stupid, and not while it's out of style. If I'm going nowhere, at least I'm going when there isn't nowhere, nowhere that I should have been. We might fall apart if we follow our hearts. In the end, you know, we'll stay true. If we can. Doing it how only the useless can get away with it now.
If I'm fucking crazy,
I guess that I'm bound to learn, like only the crazy can play with fire and burn. We might fall apart if we follow our hearts. In the end, you know, we'll stay true. Cause I'm made and your dreams fade, yeah. However, hide your princes or sell your stock. That's how brothers get paid and men get made. Oh, oh, oh. If we carry on, if we play along, you can't say we're wrong, you can't say so long.
We're back. This is Samantha Mack with 101.9 Queer FM with
Mr. C. Blaze
and Justin Saint
and Aiden Saint.
And we are going to play a little something something here, and you're going to like it. You're welcome.
And you're welcome. If it plays.
The Alamo Draft House Week. Oops. This makes me read. I don't want to read.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of because that's how I felt when I went to the Alamo Draft House. Okay? You know what? I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to text in your little crappy theater. It was too dark in that place for me to find my seat, all right? I was using my phone as a flashlight to get to my seat. So excuse me for using my phone in USA, United States of America, where you are free to text in a theater. I was not aware that I couldn't text in your theater, all right? I've texted in all the other theaters in Austin, and no one ever gave a fuck about what me I was doing with my fucking phone, all right? And it was on silent. It wasn't on loud. It wasn't bothering anybody. You guys obviously were being assholes to me, and I'm sure that's what you do, you know, to rip people off. You take my money, and then you throw me out. You know, I will never be coming back to your Alamo Draft House or whatever. I'd rather go to a regular theater where people are actually polite. And, it, you know, I'm going to tell everyone about how you are. And I'm pretty sure you guys are being assholes on purpose. So thanks for making me feel like a customer. Thanks for taking my money, asshole.
You're welcome. Thanks for not coming back to the Alamo Texter. This has been a public service message from the Alamo Drafthouse. I told you you'd like it.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. Not gonna lie.
That was beautiful. Beautiful. Like,
what are your pet peeves for the movie theaters?
I don't go to movies.
Okay, then never mind. Justin, what is your pet peeves for the theaters?
Guys who put their chair, like their feet on, like,
ooh, I do that.
Their cheek back.
Oh, I don't. Okay, I don't do that when people are sitting in front of you. But I will do that if there is like empty rows. Like, but.
Well, I do it strategically. I sit like in the very end, like on the balcony at the very end, so it's never a problem. But if there's someone in front of you and you're kind of digging into their back,
I would never do that. But
oh, and we have one of our queer youth from Gab here.
Hi.
Hello, darling. Come
Who
say
are
hello.
You? Come sit. Sit.
Here, let's get things organized, and then we'll come right back to our queer youth. Sound good?
Sounds great.
This is Samantha Mack with 101.9 Queer FM, and we have a special guest here in studio. If she can get her mouth towards the microphone, what's her name?
My name is Jessie.
Hello, Jessie. I'm Samantha Mack, and we have Justin Saint.
And Clement C. Blaze.
And?
Aiden Saint.
Welcome to the radio.
Jessie here is one of our new youth broadcasters from Community's GAB program. So Clement and I used to go to GAB way back from my time.
Dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Exactly, right? Okay, so
we had to ride stegosauruses to get to GAB. Yeah, but
in the snow, both uphill, both ways,
up to your knees,
while carrying rocks.
Yeah,
so
right.
Feel lucky.
So,
I get to ride the bus.
Yeah. You get to ride the bus now.
Gav was awesome for me. For me, like, actually getting to Gav, I had to deal with, you know, a lot of my inner homophobia. Like, actually entering the door to community was a really big deal. It took a lot of kind of dealing with a lot of, you know, all the Catholic guilt and stuff to get in that door. But once I got in, it was amazing. And the first day I actually went was queer prom.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and it was fun because I showed up at the drop-in and then everyone was like, oh, it's queer prom, you should come. And I dashed home. I got dressed in, like, my best suit, and then I go back, and I was the only one dressed in a suit there.
But of course you went to queer prom on your very first thing. Yeah.
Of course.
They didn't have that when I was there.
Yeah.
But mind you, I was there, like, years ago.
But it was really fun.
Years.
We did different things per week. I remember that night, actually, at queer prom. That was the first night I ever went to a gay bar. First night I ever went to a gay club, which was the Odyssey.
Which is not here anymore.
Unfortunate.
Incidentally, I think it was a shower power as well.
Good God. That would probably be one of the best nights to introduce someone to the gay culture.
Well, and I mean, either you're going to love it or you're going to run screaming out the door.
Yeah.
I loved it. I stayed for quite a bit. It was very fun.
So, Jesse, so what made you want to get into Gab?
Well, bring this closer. I actually came out like 2 years ago. So when I came out, I saw Community, and incidentally, like, they changed their name from the center to Community
that time.
Right? So I became familiar with it, and I didn't go in really until maybe about a year ago. I found out about the drop-in, and I thought it was really cool, like, what they were doing with youth. Because, like, there's so many youth drop-ins, but not specifically for queer youth. And I thought that was fundamental and just, like, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know more about it. And when I started school, the school that I went to, we have to do a practicum. And I knew that I wanted to do my practicum there, right? So I got really excited, and I knew that I wanted to do youth focus, like I wanted to be a youth worker. So I thought that that would be a really great opportunity for me. And I talked to my teacher and everything, and like I got involved with that. Like it was fantastic opportunity for me to do that.
Now that you've connected with the youth at Gab, like how have you found like the connections? Are you making lots of friends?
Well, yeah, friends, everybody at Gab is really cool, and it's just, like, it's a great place to hang out and, like, just chill.
Yeah, and I found, you know, when I went to Gab regularly for about a year, and even after I stopped going to Gab, the great thing was I still connected
with a lot of people. Everybody still knows everybody.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, last week on Queer FM, we had Ryan Clayton. Ryan and I actually started hanging out at Gab, and it's amazing because you get to see a lot of the future leaders of the queer community go to Gab. That's usually the first step.
Exactly, because it starts young.
We're almost out of time. It's almost 6 o'clock, and we're about to go into Queer FM.
So let's wrap up by asking, if people want to go to Gab, when can they go? Who do they go see, and how do they get involved?
Okay, so when you want to go to Gab, you can go Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays, the drop-in starts at 4, and it goes till 6. And on Fridays, it's 7 to 10. And who you want to go see is pretty much just drop by the Gab office. It's the really awesomely painted room at the end of the hallway, and you can go see Adeline or Tash anytime. Usually it's really magenta, purple, and turquoise.
You'll see it back in my day. It was just covered in graffiti.
We painted over that.
In my day, there was nothing on the walls. We had a closet for our office.
oh geez.
But yeah.
Okay, and that's inaugural show of Queer FM Community.
Yeah, thank you for coming by and talking to us, and we're really excited to get to work with you for our longer broadcast with Community.
I'm so excited.
All right, kids, we are going to head into the 6 o'clock hour with our regularly scheduled Queer FM show, and we'll be right back.
And you're welcome.
When When I saw you wave goodbye, it made me smile while it made me cry. I never thought I'd see the day. I never thought you'd walk a million miles away. But I know we all gotta grow so long. These days, everybody wants to find out how the story ends. So we say, nothing is a possibility if you don't got your friends. And I know, as time goes by, we're never gonna pretend. 'Cause you and me will always be friends.